Today marks 10 years since the start of the Syrian conflict. Pro-democracy demonstrations crushed by the Assad regime led to widespread unrest and a descent into civil war. Wafa Mustafa is one of the many Syrians who was forced to flee their homes for safety during the unrest. Our reporter Karen Creed has been finding out about her fight for justice for Syria's disappeared, who include her father, who she hasn't seen now for 8 years.
Now I've been out of Syria for almost 8 years, but believe me, it feels still like the first day I left the country.
The memory of having to flee Syria is raw for 31-year-old Wafa Mustafa.
Leaving Syria was actually one of the three things that broke me most. First thing was actually losing one of my best friends who got killed by a bombing, and then my dad's disappearance, and then leaving Syria.
Today, she reflects on her country now ravaged by conflict for 10 years.
I knew that it will take a long time. I knew that it will not be easy, but I did not. I mean, I doubt that anyone could expect this amount of violence and this amount of terror.
Having grown up in a liberal family in Hama in western Syria, she describes how most people were scared to speak openly about politics. In 2011, while at university in Damascus, the anti-government protests began.
You know, I did not sit and think like, shall I be part of that or not? I just found myself there. The only thing that I can recall is the feeling of myself being among the crowd of people chanting freedom, 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 and just like the feeling that this is actually happening.
However, as protests continued, government forces opened fire and the country became embroiled in conflict. During this unrest, she says her father was forcibly taken from their home and she, along with her sister and mother, fled for their own safety to neighbouring Turkey. She's been campaigning ever since, believing her father and many others are being detained illegally in Syria.
We only have one question. Is he alive or not? And the government will not even give us that answer. And the uncertainty and the pain that comes with such a situation.
In her call for action, she brought her campaign to the United Nations General Assembly 2 weeks ago. But instead of instilling hope, it has left her frustrated.
One more time, I am confronted by this ugly reality that these states who are mainly involved in Syria and who actually have the ability to change the situation do not have the political will to do it. And I'll remind the whole world that you cannot just ignore what's going on in Syria. It's about my dad and it's about the fathers, mothers and loved ones of millions.
As for the possibility of when there might be a resolution to the conflict, she said she must be realistic.
Now I know that this might take tens of years. I'm sure somehow that I'll not be alive when Syria will become a free democratic country. But I still want to be part of building this future for Syria, even if I will not have the chance to live it.
Syrian Wafa Mustafa speaking there to our reporter Karen Creed.